You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Fawn Strong, new last name. Welcome to the On Assignment by God podcast and blog. Yes, this is not just a podcast. This is actually the audio version of a blog. So all you got to do is visit onassignmentbygod.com and you will get what some call the transcript, but what I call the actual content for this particular podcast. So if you're ready to hear what me and the Lord talked about this morning, strap in, stay tuned, because this Saturday, revelation was taking place this morning. I mean, major revelation. Revelation alert. Stay tuned. Here we go. I want to just kick off this Saturday morning's podcast by saying, don't put God in your little box of expectation, because he will always exceed your expectations well beyond that box. This morning, I did my prayer time in the prayer closet. I'm pointing to my prayer closet. You can't see me because I'm not doing video, but I did my prayer time in the prayer closet. And then I grabbed some good old French vanilla coffee. Come on, coffee lovers out there, give me a shout out. I grabbed my French vanilla coffee with my French vanilla creamer, because your girl can't never have too much French vanilla, okay? I grabbed that for my scriptural Bible study time. So I prayed in the prayer closet, came out of the prayer closet, went to the kitchen, grabbed my French vanilla, double the coffee and the creamer, because you know what? Sweet Jesus, sweet coffee, a sweet Bible like the Tony Evans Study Bible, and a sweet journal with a sweet pen is all the sweetness I needed this morning. That's all I needed. It was a sweetness overload, but that sweetness overload gave me some sweet revelations this morning. So y'all know we studying Deuteronomy 5 today. And let me just tell y'all how I ended up getting a revelation on this word and decided to share it with a friend via text, where the Holy Spirit ended up giving me an even bigger revelation as I was typing what I thought was going to be a short text. I'm telling y'all, the text was so long that I mentioned to my friend that I could just copy and paste it, you know, on the blog for today, because it was that long. And if you know me, if you're personal friends with me, shout out to everybody that personally knows me that listens to the podcast. Thank you so much for your support. But listen, if you know me, you know I actually do write long text messages. Like, I'm a writer. Like, that's just the gift God gave me. So when I send a text message, I'm definitely, excuse me, y'all, I'm definitely not using a K for okay. Matter of fact, I spell okay all the way out. O-K-A-Y. I'm not even just putting the two letters. Like, I don't do the whole little short hand texting stuff. I give you the full version of the words. Okay. I'm a word nerd. I'm kind of a word nerd. I'm not a major word nerd, because I don't need any word nerds like to message me and be like, well, what about this? And I'll be like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But anyway, y'all, when I first opened my Bible, I read this Q&A about applying the word of God to our lives. And that's when I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, as you learn, apply what you learn. Don't just learn and not apply what you have learned. That's what I heard the Holy Spirit tell me as I opened my Bible to Deuteronomy 5. And there was this Q&A there that, and if you get the Tony Evans Study Bible, you will be able to follow along when I say Q&A, pull out features, stories, study notes, all that stuff, because it is the dopest Bible ever. Okay. So shouts out to Dr. Tony Evans for, I believe it was a 10-year project for him to do this Bible, which is amazing. Like, that is, you talking about being on assignment by God, like to actually do a Bible? Whew, that's amazing. Because he has everything in this Bible to really help you understand the whole kingdom, like the whole thing. Like, this Bible helps you understand it. So anyway, the Lord was telling me this morning, hey, apply what you learn. Don't just be no learner. Don't just be, you know, taking all these classes and you know how we be, you know, we get into learning mode. Like, I am a learner. I love learning new things. But the Lord was saying, hey, that's good. It's cool that you're learning, but apply what you learn. Don't just be a learner. Apply what you learn. And so in this Q&A, Dr. Evans says that we are to marry. Come on, Mary. Come on, Mary. We are to marry application with information while depending on the Holy Spirit to make it experiential. Come on, word nerds. In our lives. And it got me to thinking about all the things I've learned while reading the Word of God. But yet, maybe I haven't applied them to my daily living. I don't know. You know, that's going to require some reflection on my part to really see, like, okay, I learned about this, but did I really apply that to my daily living? Like, I read it, I learned it, but have I applied it yet? So what was interesting, though, is that the verse that stood out the most in this chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 5, it says, follow the whole instruction the Lord your God has commanded you so that you may live, prosper, and have a long life in the land you will possess. So I underline the words whole and instruction, whole, W-H-O-L-E. Make sure my southern twang isn't throwing you off. Whole and instruction. Why? Why did I underline those two words? Because a lot of times we tend to want to only follow certain parts of God's instructions. Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm really talking about me. This is like a monologue podcast. It can be very much conversational because I'm sharing the conversations me and the Holy Spirit had through reading his word this morning and praying. But listen, in chapter 5 of Deuteronomy, Moses is talking about the Ten Commandments. And many of us know the Ten Commandments. You done seen them on the church walls, especially if you in the South and been at like these Southern Baptist churches. They got them Ten Commandments posted right on up there. I know they do at my big mama's church. They got them Ten Commandments up there. We know the Ten Commandments. Some of us do. Or we've heard about them, we've read them in our Bibles, or maybe we even watched the movie, The Ten Commandments. But the Ten Commandments basically say, and this is the On Assignment by God fun translation, but the Ten Commandments basically say, you ain't supposed to have no other gods besides Big G God, our God, right? You ain't supposed to have no idols. You're not supposed to misuse the name of the Lord. You're supposed to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. You're supposed to honor your father and your mother. You're not supposed to murder nobody. You're not supposed to sleep with no married people. My throat got. Anyway, you're not supposed to steal. My throat. Not lie on people. I don't know what's going on with my throat today. And you're not supposed to look at what other people have and want it so badly, called coveting. You're not supposed to do that. But y'all already knew those commandments, right? I mean, I know them because I learned about them myself. Like I said, they had them plastered on the wall at my big mama's church. But have I applied them to my life fully? See, I know a few of them I've disobeyed. I probably was disobeying every time my throat needed to be cleared up. Those may have been the ones that I struggled with, or not really even struggled. I just flat out disobeyed them. Okay. Just flat out disobeyed him. But I thank God for sending his son Jesus, who offered me forgiveness. In John 8:11, Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. See, that part right there. That part right there. That part ought to make you want to run around and shout and jump up and down. From now on, don't do it no more. Don't do it no more. See, Jesus like, cool. He ain't really cool that you did it, but he's like, hey, I'm not going to condemn you, but what I want you to do is go get out of here from where I done caught you at. And from now on, from this point on, now that you got the revelation that I'm forgiving you and I'm not condemning you, from now on, do not sin anymore. Don't do it no more. And see, that's following the whole instruction. God forgave us and we are not to do it anymore. And I say God, but you know, God, this is the Trinity, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. You know, I use those words interchangeably, but honestly, Jesus came and died so that we may be forgiven of our sins. So we are not to do it anymore. But y'all, that was all good. But the commandment where I got the revelation, though, was the one about the Sabbath day. I know you're probably like, what? Yeah, I know. I was clearing my throat on all the other ones and stuff like that. But the one about remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, that's actually the commandment that I texted my friend about. Now, again, remember that we are applying what we learn, right? Okay, so peep what I learned about the Sabbath. We are to work 6 days. I know y'all probably like, I know that. And then rest on the seventh. Y'all probably like, I know that. We are to remember to keep a Sabbath day where we don't do any work. Y'all remember when stuff used to be closed on Sundays? The nation used to be keeping a Sabbath day, but we definitely don't do that anymore. We need to get back to that. But anyway, the pandemic has made us have a bunch of Sabbath days where you can't do no work. Okay. So anyway, we are to remember to keep a Sabbath day where we don't do any work. It's a day of rest. It's a day of holiness unto the Lord. And this whole concept came from when God created the world in 6 days and then rested on the seventh. I didn't say the Sabbath, but it sounds the same, doesn't it? Seventh, Sabbath, kind of sounds similar. So here's the revelation, though, y'all. Strap your seatbelt in. Strap your seatbelt in because you got to get this. Here is the revelation that I got through reading this and then the study notes from Dr. Tony Evans. God did not rest on the seventh day because he was tired. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Y'all, just put just insert a head off emoji right there. Cause it's just like, just blew my mind. Like, God did not rest on the seventh day because he was tired. He did all that work creating the world in 6 days. And then it says he rested on the seventh day. But he did not rest on the seventh day because he was tired. Check this out. God actually rested so that he could enjoy what he had done. Y'all, somebody come. I want to just throw this phone right now because, oh my goodness. Just pause. Pause for a moment and think about that. God did not rest on the seventh day because he was tired. He rested so that he could enjoy what he had done. I almost feel like this podcast is like a 2-for-1, because I'm talking about don't halfway follow God. But that right there, this part right here, it could be its own podcast. It could be its own blog. Y'all, I don't know about you, but I low-key thought it was a day of rest. Like, ooh-wee, I'm tired from all the work I did in 6 days. creating man on that last day, that sixth day. That's when I created man. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that was a lot of work to create a man. I mean, that's how we be talking, right? We be like, I done worked for 6 days. I'm so tired. I've been on six. I've been on 12 hours. And you know how we talk. We be tired. We be so tired. But God rested so that he could enjoy what he had done. How many of us rest to enjoy? Do you rest to enjoy, or do we rest to complain about all the work we had to do? Y'all, this just straight blew my mind. So what we gonna do, this is what we gonna do on the On Assignment by God podcast. We gonna do a mind reset. Okay, let's just everybody just brrr, We're finna do a mind reset. We about to do a mind reset. You ready? Reset your mind right now. Let's reset our mind so that we can apply what we just learned. Okay? So everything I said, let's just get ready to reset our mind. God didn't rest on the seventh day because he was tired. He rested so that he could enjoy what he had done. So we about to do a reset, okay? We gonna follow God's lead on this because this is actually gonna help us avoid becoming so busy and so preoccupied that we forget what God has done through us in those 6 days of work. So we resetting, okay? We resetting. Our 6 days, we're not about to complain about them, okay? We're going to do what God did. We're going to enjoy. We're going to rest to enjoy what we did in the 6 days. The key is the 6 days of work that we do should be in alignment with his purpose and his calling on our lives. Oh, wait a minute, fun. You didn't tell me there was no prerequisites to the reset, to the mind reset. Yeah. You gotta follow the whole instructions, right? Genesis 1:31 says, God saw all that he had made and it was very good indeed. Okay. First of all, I just felt good saying that because I was made by God and he just said in his word, and it was very good indeed. Hallelujah. Okay. That's just a confidence booster for some of y'all. You're looking at yourself and you like, why I look like this? Why this? What? God made you, honey. Okay. God made you, brother. And it was very good indeed. So many of us are working for us. Let's get back to the working 6 days, right? We working 6 days. We working for us and not for God. But when we became believers, we no longer supposed to be living for us. We supposed to be living for the Lord, who died for us and was raised from the dead. See, we obey God because we want to please him, the one who delivered us from hell and judgment. Because, you know, going back to them commandments, we did steal some stuff. We did sleep with a married person, or we slept with a person, period, and wasn't married. We did murder somebody. Some of us have had idols. We have dishonored our parents. We did want what somebody else had real bad and were willing to do anything to get it. We did lie on our taxes. We did lie on our coworker to save our butt. We threw somebody under the bus. We did misuse the Lord's name in vain. You know what I'm saying? And we don't be resting to enjoy what we have done. Am I talking to myself? No, you are listening to me. Listen, y'all. Oh, we are to obey God because we want to please him from delivering us from all this, from hell and judgment of all the things that we have done. Thank God for sending his son, Jesus. He loved us so much that he sent Jesus. But see, the revelation that I got from texting my friend this morning was that if we actually remembered the Sabbath and rested one day a week to enjoy what we have done, we will actually see what we have done. And that will reveal to us if we have made money our master. That will actually reveal to us if we have stolen, if we have lied, if we have cheated, if we have been jealous, if we have slept with someone outside of marriage or someone who was married. See, if you stop long enough to look back on what you did for the week, if you remember to keep a Sabbath, you might see that you need to turn your life around. And the enemy definitely don't want you to have that kind of revelation or insight. So what the enemy do is make you think that you need to stay busy, that you need to keep yourself preoccupied, that you need to hustle, that you need to go, 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 go. That's what the enemy wants you to do. But the word of God says that you're supposed to keep a Sabbath day. And what God did with that day is that he rested and enjoyed. He looked back and saw what he had made and saw that it was very good indeed. See, my hope is that when we do this mind reset and we apply what we've learned, because we just learned a whole lot. Come on. That was a lot we just learned right here. My hope is that we can take the Sabbath to rest and look back every week and enjoy what we have done. To look back and see what good we have done. To look back and see, hey, oh man, I messed up on Wednesday. I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I was out there lying on something. Let me turn. Let me ask God for forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? Handle it right then so that we can take that Sabbath day and rest and look back and say, yeah, I might have tripped up a couple of days of the week, but I can still enjoy what I have done because either I did good or I may have done something that wasn't so good, but I have repented already for that thing. I have already asked the Lord to forgive me. And don't forget, when we ask him to forgive us, he said, okay, I ain't gonna condemn you for it. So now from here on, go do the right thing. Don't keep going back doing the wrong thing. And, you know, because that's how I was. I ain't going to even lie. In college, I used to do some stuff. And then I used to be like, okay, Lord, forgive me this time. I used to be like, Lord, you done forgave me like a gamillion times. I know, gamillion. I don't even know if that's a word. But that's how I used to be crying. Like, oh, my gosh, why can't I stop doing this? You know what I'm saying? Some stuff has to come out through prayer and fasting. Like, you trying to figure out, why can't I stop this addiction? Why can't I stop this thing? Because you've been doing it for so long. Because you actually got to pray and fast for that thing to be casted out of you. It can't just be, Lord, forgive me for the umpteenth time. No, some stuff can only come out through prayer and fasting. So like I said, my hope is that we can take the Sabbath to rest and look back. And I hope that we can enjoy what we have done. To look back and see the good that we've done. Like God did when he looked back over the 6 days of work, right? But the question I have for you is, are you working hard 6 or 7 days a week? And if so, for what? Who are you working for? Is the money being used, the money that you're working so hard to get, is that being used to fulfill God's purpose and calling on your life? Or are you working to please yourself? It's a question. Answer it. Seriously, be honest with yourself. Are you working to please yourself, or are you working each and every day to please the God who created your butt for his purpose? He created you for his purpose, and you out there doing the stuff for your purpose. You want to ask yourself, is what I'm doing in alignment with God's vision and purpose for my life? Are you following the whole instructions from God in your life? Am I following the whole instructions from God in my life? Or are we halfway following? Are we half doing it? Are we half doing it? Y'all, today, I want you to be encouraged to rest long enough. This is it right here. Rest long enough to get the revelation so that you can live the life God commanded. Because when you do, then and only then, will you live a long and prosperous life. And y'all, that, listen, woo wee, that Saturday revelation be righteous, okay? We are righteous on this revelatory Saturday. My goodness. The Lord said he was doing some new things in this new month, and woo, he really is. I mean, he gonna do what he say he gonna do, okay? But do we do what we supposed to do? That is the question. But that's actually not your assignment question. So here are your assignment questions for this Saturday morning. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning that would imply that you are talking to him in the morning? Number two, oh, this is a three-parter because I just didn't want to make it five questions. I just made number two have three parts. So what did you learn today through my conversation with God? What did you learn today through your conversation with God? And what did you learn today that you can apply to your life right now? Are you working every single day? Well, let me tell you right now that you need to remember to take a Sabbath. You need to remember to rest. Not rest because you're tired, but rest so that you can look back on what you have done and enjoy it. But if you're not enjoying it, if you're looking back and you're like, I'm not quite getting this whole enjoyment thing, that's where you need to allow the Holy Spirit to direct you, to give you the vision that He has for your life. Not the vision that you came up with when you was on the stage in college or high school or whatever. And you was like, I want to be this when I grow up. Well, what purpose did the Lord put you here for? Because that's what you want to do when you grow up. And today is the day that you grow up. Okay. All right. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just giving it to you straight. No chaser. The only way I know how to give it is just give it to you straight. So anyway, leave me a message on the podcast. Go to anchor.fm. Leave me a message. Let me know if this message resonated with you. And then don't forget to share this podcast, share the blog, go to onassignmentbyguy.com and just subscribe, share, and just read it, study it, you know, all the things, okay? All right, y'all, I love y'all so much. Make sure tomorrow is Sunday. If tomorrow is your Sabbath day, make sure that you keep it holy, first of all. Get in you a good Bible-based church service. Do some awesome worship, because worship, some of y'all be like, I don't be want to sing. Listen, worship is about you worshiping God, your Father. Like, all you got to do is think for a second what He's done for you. And your soul should cry out hallelujah when you just think about all the ways He's made, all the things He saved you from, how you ain't lack nothing. No, you might not have had steak or whatever it is you wanted, but you ate though. You might not have had steak, but you ate. Okay? All right, y'all. I love you again. Y'all keep listening. Keep inviting people to come and listen to the podcast, because I really do appreciate you when you do that. I really do. And I appreciate when you let me know that the podcast really touched you and impacted you in such a way that made you do something different, made you live your life more righteously. Because, hey, that's what we here for. We here to obey God and do what He tells us to do. Okay? All right. Talk to y'all on Monday.